SAFM, leading the conversation.
Well, over the last 24 hours or so, the Social Security Agency, SARS, has confirmed that 10.6 million people who had applied for the 350 Rand grant, the Social Distress of Relief grant, were not paid the grant for the months of April and May. In other words, as I understand, people who were used to getting the grant did not receive it for 2 full months. Dr. Kel Housen is a researcher at the Institute for Economic Justice. Dr. Housen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
What went wrong here?
Oh, I mean, a number of things. There were a lot of things that went wrong. There was a completely botched administrative process. The government had a good deal of time to get the necessary regulations in place and to get the necessary mechanisms in place to pay out this grant to make sure that there was continuity. What happened is that the grant needed to be moved from the national state of disaster to new regulations under the Social Assistance Act when the state of disaster ended. And that process was seriously mismanaged. And there was a complete lack of communication and transparency from government on what was going on.
So these were people, these 10.6 million people, most of them would have been receiving the grant and then suddenly did not receive the grant. Is that right?
That's right. So in April, people expected to receive their grant as usual. And then towards the end of April, suddenly SASSA and DSD announced that everybody who had been receiving the grant previously now needed to reapply. Essentially, people had 7 days in which to do that before the end of April, and they needed to reapply through a complicated system that asked them confusing questions that was only accessible through online, so people needed to have smartphones, they needed to have data in order to access that system. So we already know that a lot of people had trouble just at that point applying. And then the people who did manage to successfully lodge their applications still see those applications as pending in the system. So that's 6 weeks later, people haven't had any certainty about whether their applications have been approved. And there's also tightened eligibility criteria. So people who were receiving the grant previously aren't necessarily guaranteed to receive the grant under the new criteria.
When the first grant started, I'm talking about this particular grant, the 350 Rand grant, during the hard lockdown, we received many, many calls here at SAFM. People sent them voice notes. Kathy, my colleague, did whole shows on this, you know, whole hours of people who did not receive the money. And there was such a sense of people getting involved and telling us. And I must tell you, I'm slightly surprised. I mean, I don't listen to the radio station all day, but I'm slightly surprised that we've not had more people complaining about this. How is it that 10.6 million people did not get the money they were supposed to get?
I honestly think at this point people are, they just have no faith whatsoever. You know, people are not surprised that they're not getting their money. Of course, it's a grave situation, and we're talking about the poorest and the most vulnerable people in South Africa. I think that there's just a huge barrier to being able to speak up and have their voice heard on this when people are literally struggling to just put food on their mouth, in their mouth, because that's really what we're talking about. But there's just a lack of faith in government agencies to be able to execute this. You're correct that it has been beyond the capabilities of the administrative systems from the beginning. But it is shocking that there haven't been systems put in place at this point to effectively administer this grant.
Dr. Kel Housen, thanks very much indeed. Researcher at the Institute for Economic Justice. An astonishing story. I mean, 10.6 million people not getting the money they're supposed to get. 9 minutes to 7.